Did what? We drag it off today, but yesterday we...
Drug it off.
And talking about...
Past tense.
And talking about the same word, you'd say we have... We dragged it yesterday, but we have...
Drug it. I get that past tense in there. I couldn't know where to put it.
Okay.
I done forgot more than my yelling. I can't hold nothing anymore. But do them good for me to sit down and talk about our reason.
What do you call that thing that you used to break the ground with in the spring?
Turn plow.
Are there different kinds of plows?
Oh, yes. But that thing you talking about, I mean, with the you now in the late years, it's called a tractor. And it's got its plows hooked up behind it, and it goes through the field, tearing up the land, just rolling it over. But back then, I wasn't nothing but a plow stock and a mule, and a turning plow on there, turning the dirt.
After you plow it the first time, is there something else that you might use to break up the ground even finer?
Yeah. They used to, now for these tractors come in. You know what a tractor is.
Oh, yeah.
Before they come in, the turn plow was the only way that we could break up farm fields of land that getting ready to plant in the spring of the year. They'd have two or three different plow hands, each one have a certain amount of ground to break. That plow, that turn plow would break. For instance, I got a garden out there big enough to raise all the food anybody needs for one family, but it would have to be broke up with a turn plow. And then rebroke again. Before it would be fitting to plant the garden in.
Have you ever heard of people talk about a harrow?
Oh yeah, they run these some things behind these tractors. I don't know no harrow behind a mule like we had to come.
When we were talking about a wagon a minute ago, I meant to ask you, what do you call that thing that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
Axle.
I worked on old boogers and wagons with my mom many times. I wouldn't know how to even make them or this thing. She'd trust anything and haul wood out the woods. Somehow that's always, my daddy prepared an old mule or old pool horse or something there to do her kind of work with. Everybody said she belonged to the Indian. She had their ways and all. And she was smart woman.
What do you call this type of wooden frame? It looks kind of like this, kind of shaped like the letter A, that, you know, carpenters use, and you might put them on both ends and lay some planks across it and make a temporary table.
And horses. I got some horses down on the porch.
Have you
quilting
ever seen
horses?
They're part?
Quilting horses.
Have you ever seen one that looked kind of like that, except the legs extended up like this and it looked like kind of the letter X? And you might lay a log across it and saw it?
Oh, yeah. My kids have